Guatemala has just celebrated a beloved tradition, La Quema del Diablo, the burning of the devil. Across the country, people lit bonfires and burned images of Satan as a way to symbolically cleanse their houses. The government thinks this custom has gone too far. NPR's John Burnett sent this postcard from Guatemala City.
You know that Burn the Devil Night is coming in Guatemala when you see big red horned piñatas hanging in storefronts. Vendors flag down traffic on the chaotic streets of Guatemala City. Blanca de Solares bought four papier-mâché Lucifers and stuffed them in her trunk. With this tradition, we open the season of Christmas, she said. The night begins with a bonfire the children make in front of their houses with trash. It's a very important tradition to Guatemalans. You can't just ask us to stop it. But the government thinks devil burning has gotten out of hand. What started with a folkloric cleansing ritual has now become an opportunity for people to light great pyres of household refuse, including mattresses and tires. An acrid cloud suffuses the capital, not good for people with respiratory problems. This year, the Environment Ministry asked Guatemalans to scale back their pyromania. The leading newspaper, Prensa Libre, grumbled, "Polluting the air is the opposite of purification." The campaign apparently had little or no effect. At 6 o'clock sharp last night, the capital erupted in pyrotechnics. And the devil got a taste of his own medicine. They said don't burn garbage, said Luis Aviche, a telephone salesman whose son danced happily in the ashes of a smoldering devil. But we just burned a piñata made of newspaper. It's a family tradition. We think it gets rid of all the bad spirits in your house. Maybe they should try it on Wall Street. John Burnett, NPR News, Guatemala City.
You can see photos of the ceremony by going to npr.org.